Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 147 for Wednesday, November 18th. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were mostly lower Wednesday morning in choppy trading. Values were anywhere from $1 to $1.90 lower, with the January contract coming in at $467.90 per ton. Values had been bouncing around to either side of unchanged as gains in soybeans and losses in soy oil buffeted the canola market. Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures were both weaker, which weighed on prices. Canola is expensive compared to other vegetable oils right now, which was bearish for the market. The technical biases pointed to the downside, and most traders expect the next Statistics Canada crop survey to point towards a larger canola crop as well. However, the Canadian dollar was slightly weaker relative to its U.S. counterpart, which made canola more desirable to out-of-country buyers and helped to limit the losses. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were down 5 to 6 cents, with the most active January contract coming in at $8.57 a bushel. Prices were under pressure on concerns over demand and some ideas the stock was overvalued. Weather forecasters are voicing concern about this year's El Niño, which some could say could be the worst ever. Brazilian soybean plantings are at 56% complete, which is well below the average pace of 68%. Corn was mostly higher, with the December contract checking in at $3.62 a bushel. The U.S. dollar is weaker today, which helped give corn some footing in the export market. Ethanol production appears to be on the rise along with demand. Cheaper corn from the Black Sea and South American regions continues to make it very difficult for American exports to compete. The Brazilian first corn crop is about 75% planted, which is well behind last year's pace of 92%. U.S. wheat is a cent lower, with the December contract sitting at $4.86 a bushel. Recent rains have improved the outlook for crops in the Black Sea region, along with the winter wheat crop in the U.S. southern plains. Snow and cold temperatures are expected to descend on the Midwest this weekend, and that was bullish for the market. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, November 18th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.